everybody, and welcome to episode 370 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and today I will be continuing my spring anime preview. So I've watched three more series, and none of them are particularly good. They're as good as my pronunciation of particularly a moments ago. But the three series I'll be talking about are Eromanga Sensei, Love Tyrant, and Akashic Records of Bastard Magic Instructor. So I'm going to start off with, and I'm jumping right in this, see this? This time, no tangents, other than this tangent to tell you that I'm not going to be jumping in to any other tangents. So, all aboard the anime train. Good. Keep your hands inside. I don't know what's going on, other than just me being incapable of actually diving into something without any type of tangent. Anywho, Eromanga Sensei is it's for a very specific audience, and I would assume those who are the audience it's after are well aware of it, because there aren't many series like it these days, not like there were five or so years ago during the boom of this type of series. And anyone else has either watched an episode or two and ran away in the opposite direction, or they just have avoided it altogether because they just looked at it and were like, I don't think this is for me. And what I'm talking around is, and I've watched the first two episodes, not going to watch anymore. I don't even know why I watched the second episode. Eromanga Sensei is a sister complex, incest, teasing, lolicon show. So if you're into that, this is the series for you. And it isn't surprising. It's not like it was hiding that or anything at all. But I don't really get this as a thing. And I know there's a small group, like it's a subset of, you know, the lolicon sister complex, incest, otaku, whatever, in Japan. I'm curious what the audience size is for something like this in the States. And looking at reviews of people rating it positively, everyone's just like, oh, it's so cute, they're so adorable, these little girls and everything. And I'm like, I don't understand how people can just ignore the really disgusting nature of it all. And I know there's like a line in it, and this is the way they always try to like get past it being really, really weird and wrong. It's just like, oh, well, we're not blood related. Like, what are they? You keep calling her your sister, your little sister, and you look at her as your little sister. But you want to just make it acceptable for when you think about her in horrible ways. And the fact that the main character really enjoys Masamune. He really likes cleaning her panties. He loves her cute little panties. I don't know why she has panties like that either, being her age. And the story, though, getting past the weirdness, just to talk about it a little bit. So Masamune is this light novel writer, and then he has an illustrator who works with him he's never met, doesn't know anything about, and he discovers, after they've been working together for a while via watching her do a live type of webcam thing where she draws what fans are asking for, he figures out that it's his little sister, because she's a shut-in, never leaves her room. He gives her food, and he saw his little food tray in the background, and then she left the webcam on, was starting to undress. He freaked out, ran up, and stopped her from doing that, and there you go. Story continues from there, and they introduce a girl, a class rep from her school, who talks about loving dick, because who doesn't want to see a little girl talking about loving dick and joking about it? So, like, there's this young girl, this little girl who's a real perv, and then there's this other little girl you get introduced to who's just an annoying little brat, who I'm sure people are like, oh, she's so cute because she's such a little brat. I just think it's a disgusting series. I think it's a disgusting subgenre, microgenre. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. Nothing about it's cute. I will say the production values, it's pretty. The art style and all that, it looks nice. It just is, it's just weird. And I don't know if, given the nature of the story and all that, that's why it's one of the series that hasn't been dubbed. Funimation hasn't touched this one. And I don't know if that's part of the reason, but I guess I'll say is, like, if you've been watching anime for a while, you know about this subgenre. What was it? Oremu, Orego, or whatever, from like 5 years ago or whatever. This is from the same director. So, let me just see what the name of that stupid thing was, if I can find it quickly. Either way, that's what you have to look forward to if you're, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know why I watched it. I kind of watched it because I was like, this looks pretty, I guess, but, I don't know what else to do with it. So yeah, there is that. Maybe it's not the same director. I think it might be from the same writer of the light novel, the source material. Because, yeah, that other series was Oremo, which was from 7 years ago at this point. So it's been a while since that happened. Let me see. I'm very curious about the source material adaptation. Let me see. Is it the same writer? Though I have to find out what the name of this other one is. The writer of this manga is... I have no idea. Where is the writer listed? Oh, here it is. There we go. Hello. You... Oh, I don't like the way you look. I'm being so mean. Yes. So he created this. So the writer... Is it an original series? Or is it based on something? No, it is a... Yeah, it's a manga. So the same... writer of the light novel that brought us Oremo is a certain person who brought us Eromanga Sensei. So, yeah. If you liked that 7 years ago, if that didn't bother you, then watch this. Because, you know, the incest is heavily teased, and they have disgusting camera shots and camera angles. You know, it's not... They're not trying to hide it, really. I don't know how far it's going to go with the weirdness. If it's just going to linger around it the whole time to try and stay safe or whatever. But I am not a fan of it or anything like it. So there's that. Next, I'll talk about Love Tyrant, a.k.a. Renai Bokun. And this is basically Death Note. If the Death Note was actually a love note and writing people's names in it forced them to kiss and then fall in love and eventually marry, supposedly. Like, it's such a blatant, obvious ripoff parody of Death Note that I'm surprised it actually was made. I am surprised that this is a thing, that this exists, because if anyone remembers from what? A year or two ago, Osomatsu-sun, Mr. Osomatsu, the, not backlash from viewers, but the issues that had with parody, especially the very first episode, which just parodied a whole bunch of different series, including like Attack on Titan and Dragon Ball Z and so many different things, of like probably Free. And like, I remember just loving the hell out of that first episode. And then it got pulled maybe 2 weeks after that or less. Because the parody and kind of copyright and all that kind of stuff, those laws in Japan are much more strict. So the fact that this got away with it is getting away. It just, it blowing my mind a bit because it is a literal, even in the very first episode and maybe the first few minutes, it says, this is, I think he reads the book because it's called A Kiss Note. And he's like, oh, is this like a Death Note? He's like, no, except when you write in it, you make people kiss. And yeah, it's just weird that this is a thing. And it's not awful, but it's really, really busy. It's really exhausting. It's just, it can be tiresome. I think I watched the first episode subbed and then the second one dubbed. I don't really know if I'm going to stick with it because I think it's just okay. But I think if you're going to watch it, even though watching the dub will allow you to see more of the visual gags and the visual humor and all that, the performances, while okay, just don't convey the range and the emotion and the humor and the timing and all that in the same way that the original Japanese cast does. So I would still recommend watching the subtitles, even though you might miss out on some visual stuff. Though I will also say that despite how quickly the humor moves and the pacing of the show is just super, super fast, the dialogue is not so quick that, like it was some series, it's easy to just keep missing lines because they just go through really quickly. It doesn't suffer from that problem, at least. The art is okay, and I don't know, the humor is fine. It's just not that special. It reminds me, I would basically say this is sort of like The World God Only Knows and Death Note combining and making an inferior over-the-top baby. It's an okay series, but it's nothing particularly special. I think some people may really like it, but then it may turn some people off. And the main angel, who Guri, is it Guri? Yeah, who comes down and latches onto this boy. She is obsessed with, it's basically like shipping. She's a shipper and she loves shipping men with each other. So she has an affinity for making boys and men kiss other boys / men to show her power to the main guy, Seijei. She makes two congressmen kiss. Which is weird, I guess kind of amusing. But then you also have this other girl that Seiji likes, Akane, who gets super obsessive and keeps trying to kill him. But because they got into a ship with Guri, they are angels for the time being and they can't be killed. And then they ship in another one who is, I think, the little sister of Akane, but not full. They're not full-blooded sisters, or they might not be blood-related at all, who's in love with her. And so, like, there's that weird incestual kind of thing going on, but not, like, I don't know what. It's just weird. There's a lot of crap going on. Then they introduce another one. It's really silly and crazy, and some people may like it. I think the third episode introduces a talking penguin or something. There's also another angel or something that took on the form of a cat during one of the episodes to just kind of give a rundown of how everything worked. So there was this cat with a weird human face on it for a little bit. So yeah, that's a thing. And then last but not least is Akashic Records of Bastard Magic Instructor, which is a very weirdly put title, otherwise known as Roku Denashi Majutsu Koshi to Akashic Records. And this is about an alternative world where this great magic academy was built or put onto this, I think, a floating type of island or whatever you want to call it, world, country, and everything was built around it, and the greatest mages all come from this school. And just, you know, one of the days you're watching these kids, these two girls on their way to school, and this crazy guy's running after him, and he ends up being their substitute teacher because one of the teachers went away, who, spoilers, in the first episode or so, maybe in the second, you find out he is actually a traitor and trying to kidnap one of the students or something. And the substitute teacher, Glenn, seems to be, his name is so stupid, Glenn Radars. He was picked by this one other mage, this lady, who, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. and he's seemingly inept and incapable of doing anything in the first episode, at least. But then you find out later that he's actually very powerful and intelligent and clever in the second episode specifically. And I don't know. Like, it's a very average show. It's a very standard, typical, okay, I see what you're doing here. I've seen this done plenty of times before. It's not horribly done, but it's not that great or special either. The characters aren't anything particularly special. The only thing that is keeping me interested, and I might stick with the dub, which is actually pretty good. And I've realized that the way dubs seem to work is that they're about 3 or 4 weeks behind. No, three. I say 3 weeks behind. Because they're through episode 3 for most of the series on Funimation, whereas they're 6 episodes in on Crunchyroll. So keep that in mind if you're like, I need to see everything right away, that going with the dubs will keep you behind in terms of, you know, avoiding spoilers and stuff like that. But the dub for Bastard Magic Instructor is not too shabby. The one voicing Glenn is pretty good. I'd say he's probably the standout, which is important since he's the main character. But the thing that's keeping me somewhat invested in this average show is just wanting to know his backstory, even though they are really shoving it down your throat. They're not hiding it that well, if they're even trying to hide it that well, when they show a few flashbacks and you hear some of these other characters' backstories. You're like, oh, well, that's clearly Glenn who helped you, little girl, back whenever you were in trouble. It was him. Because you can see the back of his body, and it's like, that looks like him, and clearly the fact that you're not showing us his face and all that, and why else would you be telling us a story if it's not going to lead to this end up, this conclusion? But yeah, it's just okay. I feel really down in this episode, because I'm just talking about three series that really didn't do much for me, and one that really just bugs me so much. but at least it's not a show that glorifies or just makes domestic violence seem like it's okay. Which, if anyone knows the series I'm talking about, I really hate that series. And I went to task on that one. But, yeah, I'd say of all the shows, I don't know. I guess Love Tyrant. And it annoys me that it's called Love Tyrant and not Love Note. Just call it Love Note. You've already gone so far. Why call it Love Tyrant? Just go that one extra mile and call it what it is. Love Note. Because this is Death Note, but about love. And also, another thing about the dub with Love Note is that there were times when some of the girls were talking, or at least the younger sister, and I could not hear her at all. I don't know if it was just the audio and the mixing was so poorly handled, or they didn't want me to really understand her or hear, but given the way subtitles work and the fact that you just see what people are saying regardless of their level of speaking, you can always see that stuff. It was just like, I was wondering what the hell she was saying, and that was annoying, so didn't like that about the dub either. But honestly, even though the way I have things rated on my anime list is I have Love Tyrant at a 6, because I think it's a decent comedy, and then Bastard at a 5, I would probably recommend Bastard for most of the three series previewed in today's episode, just because I think of all the series it is the most, and I guess it's because it's the most average and standard that it's the easiestly digestible one. It's the one that speaks to the widest audience and the most people can get something out of it, even if it's not that much, if they just want to see something new and they don't want to watch anything old that they've maybe passed on. But yeah, really, it's a disappointing preview bunch this episode, but hopefully the next bunch will be bad. I kind of purposefully went with series that I wasn't expecting much out of, except I thought, for some reason, I thought Bastard Magic Instructor was going to be good just because I enjoy the title and the fact that Bastard's in it, but I guess that's too much to ask for. But that will do it for today's episode. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Huznes. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, and Steam at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm The Kush 3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Paranormal, and Pixelated Radio, as well as the art I do, which if you like, you can check all of it out over at pxsart.com. And if you'd like to pick up a print or two, you can go over to prints.pxsart.com. And if you'd like to support the site in general, please, please, please go over to patreon.com/pxs and become a patron of Pixelated Sausage, because we would love it if you loved us enough to do that. And yeah, also a few other podcasts to check that are outside of the Pixelated Sausage Network are Sports Car Unleashed at scunleashed.com, which you should check out if you like racing and if you like Rich, co-host of Pixelated Radio, and then the Oh Indeed podcast if you like Big Steven and people who are named Steven and Big and who like to go Oh Indeed, and it's about video games and all that jazz. And then the Crazy Sunshine podcast, which is the perfect one if you enjoy this episode and want to hear more about anime from two crazy guys. Check that one out as well. And of course, if you haven't already, please do go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because that really does help. And that will do it. I hope you all have had a great week so far and have a lovely weekend. And, you know, treat your mothers well this weekend. Make them feel good and special, though you should do that every single day. So happy Mother's Day to my mom and to some of my favorite moms out there, like Beth and Marin. Happy Mother's Day, you two. I'm probably missing other people, but they're the two that immediately come to mind, because they're the only two people who on Facebook I still allow them to be seen in my feed. I'm like, oh, look at the little baby. Everyone else, I don't know if they have kids, because I've kicked them out of my Facebook feed. But those two, not to say anything against other mothers, but I like those two especially. And especially Beth and John. Not that he's a mother, but he's married to a mother, and he was born from a mother. I don't know where I'm going with that, but yeah. Bye! Bye! That was a really weird bye-bye. Oh, God.